I'm Brian Wilson, joined today in studio by Vince Colonnaise, executive editor of that Daily Caller website, which is a place you got to look at every day if you want to know what's going on. Good morning to you, Vince.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you read it. Everybody should. I appreciate that.
I do, because there are pretty women also on that website.
Pretty women and good websites often go together.
That's right. Joining us now on the line is legal analyst Joe DeGenova. Good morning to you, Joe. How are you on this cold Monday morning?
Good morning, Brian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Listen, I want to start off by talking about the Fort Lauderdale shooting that happened late last week and this guy, Santiago. A couple of things are concerning about this. Number one is that this guy apparently made himself known to FBI officials in Anchorage, Alaska, and told him that he was hearing voices and the voices were telling him things about ISIS. And I'm just sort of curious about, you know, why would that not automatically trigger you to be put on the no-fly list?
Well, it should, certainly preliminarily. But what this pinpoints, when you hear the FBI give its explanations, is that the FBI guidelines for investigating terror-related cases are a disaster. And these agents, without saying it, are crying out for help. And you have to ask yourself, why has James Comey gone along with this ludicrous definition which restricts the ability of FBI agents, now remember, restricts the FBI agents from looking at social media? Now, if they had done that during this process of interviewing him, they would have found out that he had made videos in which he praised Islamic militants. This is a sick process that provides another reason why Comey should be removed as FBI director. He's gone along with the DOJ and White House demands that the guidelines for investigating terrorism cases involving Muslims be politically correct. And what happens when you do that? You get a shooter, you get people killed, and the blood is on the hands of the President of the United States, Attorney General Lynch, FBI Director Comey, for not letting the agents do their job. This is not the agents' fault. It is the fault of the Attorney General and the President, who insist on these ridiculous guidelines.
So, Joe, in your mind, I mean, it's totally clear that he did everything he should have to appear on an FBI list and didn't. And as you said, I was going to ask you about this, but you ran right into it. The blood is on the hands of the president and the FBI director.
This is the result of political correctness, the president's refusal to admit that Islamic terrorism is real, the FBI director going along with the attorney general because they want to make nice with the Muslim community. Nothing wrong with making nice with the Muslim community. I'm sure that most Muslims would say, why wasn't this guy locked up? Why wasn't he put on the no-fly list? I don't think many Muslims would have objected to him being stopped, temporarily locked up, given a psychiatric exam. And most important, why the hell was he given the gun back under circumstances like this? Again, FBI guidelines. FBI guidelines. And remember, they did what they were supposed to do. They turned him over to state authorities for a psychiatric examination. We don't know the full story about what the state did. But one thing is for sure. The FBI guidelines are at the center of what happened in Fort Lauderdale. Nobody's talking about it because everybody wants to worry, understandably, about the people who were injured and were killed, and we should be.
Well,
in the postmortem, This is about federal law enforcement having its hands tied.
Well, one thing is clear. If he had been put on the no-fly list, at least this incident would not have occurred.
There
may have been another one, but at least this one would not have occurred.
Of course. That's the whole point.
Yeah. All right. Also, let's see. Oh, yeah. We're talking about Jeff Sessions this week. His confirmation hearings are going to take place up on Capitol Hill. I mean, most people believe he'll squeak through, but there are going to be attacks against this man that Donald Trump has chosen to be the next Attorney General of the United States.
Well, you know, back in 1986, they brought out a couple of witnesses against him who were throwing stones about him being racially insensitive.
Yeah.
Both of those key witnesses, a former Civil Rights Division lawyer and a former assistant United States attorney, have both been totally discredited. One of them gave totally false testimony about what he claims Jeff to have done while he was U.S. attorney, and the other testimony was completely discredited after he was indicted for bribery. The FBI described him as delusional. His wife divorced him for wife beating. He was held in contempt by the 11th Circuit. All of these witnesses against Jeff have been discredited. So now the Democrats are trotting out issues, immigration, abortion. What they're trying to do is dirty him up and bork him. Their plans, however, have been set aside and actually had a wrench thrown into them because Jeff Sessions is going to be introduced tomorrow by none other than Susan Collins, the liberal from Maine, Republican senator, who will introduce him and say that the Senate should quickly confirm him, that he's a good and decent man, that he's honorable, that he believes in equal justice for all. And I think pretty much, while the Democrats, I think they're actually pulling back a little bit. Their witness list is kind of goofy, ACLU types, worried about immigration. But Jeff Sessions is going to be confirmed, and he should be. He's a good and decent man. He's been a great lawyer all of his life. I served with him when I was U.S. attorney. He was U.S. attorney in Alabama. So I think this is a lot of nonsense.
You know, the ACLU side of this is interesting. The ACLU released a statement a couple of days ago announcing that they were going to be participating in the hearing, said it was characterized it as an extraordinary step, meaning the ACLU doesn't normally participate but considers this hearing to merit it. Obviously, they're coming at this from a negative perspective, but some of it feels personal. The ACLU's own description of it talks about how Sessions has in the past called the ACLU communist-inspired and un-American, so it seems they sort of have a dog in this fight.
Well, if you know anything about the history of the ACLU, you do know that it was inspired by the communist movement in the United States. A lot of the positions that they have taken are anti-American in the view of most Americans. That doesn't mean that they're communist now or that they take positions that aren't necessarily defensible in the law. But over the years, the ACLU has evolved from an extreme left-wing organization to an even more extreme left-wing organization. They don't like Jeff Sessions because he stands for a view of the rule of law that they don't like and that they don't share. You know what? I love when people like this come up and testify, because invariably they make fools of themselves, just like the other two witnesses against Jeff in 1986, who were both proven to be liars.
And let me just say to you, I was there for those confirmation hearings. I was in the room. I watched them happen. And your characterization of this thing is 100% accurate.
Yep, and these guys were all discredited, and it's just amazing. One of the guys recently wrote an article for the Washington Post in which he repeated the lies and made up some new ones. And do you think that bothered the Post when they were sent a letter? Didn't print the letter about the article, didn't print the letter saying the guy was wrong. This guy actually accused Jeff Sessions, one of the witnesses, of preventing the prosecution of a civil rights case. In fact, he was totally wrong, and he says he forgot. He had to recant his testimony 2 days later after at the conclusion of the hearings because he got the wrong U.S. attorney. The person who stopped the civil rights investigation was Jeff's predecessor, a Democrat.
I should point out that, interestingly, he's not scheduled to testify this
time. That's right.
They decided not to call him this time.
All right. Well, Joe, we're going to have to leave it right there, but okay. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Happy New Year.